Everybody thinks the greatest fiction writers in the world are Russian novelists. It's not true. The greatest fiction writers in the world are Democrat politicians. Every once in a while, it's fun to review the big fat liars of the donkey party, so here we go. Last week, the artfully crafted life story of Wendy Davis, Democrat candidate for governor of Texas, turned out to be make-believe. This is the woman whose sole claim to fame is filibustering legislation that would make abortion clinics wash their butcher tables once in a while. Wendy went on an 11-hour filibuster to stop the legislation from passing. To embellish her filibuster, Wendy invented a life story designed to attract sympathy. She was a poor single mother from a poor background who lived in a trailer park, but somehow, through pluck and hard work, managed to put herself through Harvard Law School. None of that is true. She grew up well-to-do, lived in a trailer for about 10 minutes after her first divorce, found a rich guy to be her second husband, and he paid her tuition to Harvard. As soon as this unlucky sap made the last tuition payment, she left him and filed for another divorce, leaving her two daughters behind, by the way, one of whom was not even his child. Have you ever wondered how this process starts? When a person decides to invent a bogus life story and run for office, do they look in a mirror, realize what a slime ball they are, and just start imagining a better person? The person they wish they were? Maybe Wendy Davis wanted to be more like Sarah Palin. Who knows? All we know is the Democrat Party is full of these creepy liars, and the Democrats who vote for them don't seem to care. This week, California State Senator Rod Wright was convicted of 8 felony counts for voter fraud and perjury. Turns out he never lived in the district he represents. But don't worry about Rod, he's still collecting a senator's paycheck because fellow Democrats aren't sure they want to kick him out. You can understand their angst. If they start kicking out people with fictitious life stories, there won't be any Democrats left. One guy who can identify with Rod is Cory Booker, the former mayor of Newark, New Jersey. When Cory decided to run for the U.S. Senate, reporters started looking at his background and discovered he never lived in the residence he was claiming, the residence that made him eligible to be mayor. What's more, the best guess for where he does live is New York, so he's not eligible to be senator either. But he won the election, by golly. Again, as much as Democrat politicians lie, Democrat voters don't seem to care. So there's Rod Wright out in California facing prison time, while Cory Booker, who did the same doggone thing, is lording it up in the U.S. Senate. Bill Clinton, quote, did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky, unquote. And while he wasn't having sex, his wife Hillary was running through sniper fire in Bosnia, which is nothing compared to Joe Biden, whose helicopter was shot down in Afghanistan. Bill Richardson, the former governor of New Mexico, was drafted by a Major League Baseball team. Al Gore invented the internet. Sandra Fluke spends $1,000 a year on either $9-a-month birth control pills or $1 condoms, or both. Richard Blumenthal, the new senator from Connecticut, fought in Vietnam. Elizabeth Warren, the new senator from Massachusetts, is a Cherokee Indian. Warren, by the way, sits in the seat formerly occupied by Ted Kennedy, who, quote, dove below the surface 7 or 8 times, unquote, trying to save Mary Jo Kopechne, who was trapped in an overturned car he'd driven into a tidal channel. Massachusetts is also the state John Kerry represented as a senator, the guy who received 3 Purple Hearts without ever needing more than a Band-Aid. Like Russians, the people of Massachusetts apparently love fiction. It's a good week to talk about big fat liars because Barack Obama gave his 6th State of the Union speech Tuesday. Obama probably has the phoniest life story ever. 2 counterfeit birth certificates so far, a Social Security number that belongs to someone else, 4 different names that we know about, and 2 published autobiographies full of crap. Give him credit. Obama didn't just invent a phony life story, he actually made money from it. Our president is so dishonest, people count lies in his major speeches like baseball fans count strikeouts during a game. One columnist counted 18 on Tuesday. The funniest was about global warming, with 6 southern states having declared emergencies because of the coldest January in U.S. history, the president said, "The debate is settled, climate change is a fact." As he read those words off his teleprompter, thousands of people in Atlanta were trapped in their cars, unable to move because of ice-covered roads, shivering, worrying about their lives, listening to the speech on their car radios. I wonder how those people felt when the big fat liar in chief told them they need to pay higher taxes to fight global warming. That's today's dose of common sense.